Amusing. Amusing because a Time Lord known as the Interior Designer had once famously suggested that exact title at a conference and been nicknamed Bad Temperer for the rest of his quantum days. But the Doctor could not allow even a glimmer of a nostalgic smile to show on his lips. Firstly, because smiles tended to look like a death rictus on his long face, and secondly, because Aldrich would exploit the moment to drive up his price.
5 fingers, Aldrich, he insisted. I need an entire hand just to do up my shirt in the mornings. Humans put buttons in the most awkward places, even when they are quite aware that Velcro exists.
He checked his pocket watch.
Or rather, will exist in half a century or so.
Aldrich pinged one of the curved ceramic digits with a scalpel.
The exoskeleton has 2 fingers, I will grant you that, Doctor, but the glove has 5, including the thumb, all controlled by signals from the exoskeleton. A blooming bio-hybrid miracle.
The Doctor was impressed, but would not allow himself to show it.
I'd rather have a bio-bio-miracle if it's all the same to you. And I am in a dreadful hurry.
Come back in 5 days, said Aldrich. Your flesh and bone hand will be ready by then. All I need is a sample.
He thrust a specimen jar under the Doctor's nose.
Spit, if you don't mind.
The Doctor obliged, feeling more than a little relieved that spittle was all Aldrich needed from him. Some time ago, after the whole inscrutable doppelganger fiasco, he had been forced to part with 2 litres of very rare TL-positive blood from which to work up plasma.
5 days? You couldn't get the job done with a little more urgency, could you?
Aldrich shrugged.
Sorry, I have a cluster of amphibymen in the back, all hissing for their tail extensions. It's setting me back a fortune to hire a fire truck to keep them lubricated.
The Doctor stared Aldrich down until the portly Zing surgeon relented.
Very well. 2 days. But it's going to cost you.
Ah, yes, thought the Doctor, preparing himself for bad news.
How much exactly is it going to cost me?
Although how much was perhaps the wrong term to use, as Aldrich usually dealt in commodities rather than currencies. The surgeon scratched the bristles that dotted his chin like the quills of a porcupine. If ever one of Victorian London's cads, scoundrels, dippers or mucksnipes stepped inside Aldrich's clockwork repair and restoration, hoping to lightfoot it down the Strand with a couple of glittering fobs, they would have had a nasty surprise. For Aldrich could balloon his cheeks and expel one of those venom-laden bristles with speed and accuracy comparable to that of the rainforest nomads of Borneo wielding their blowpipes. The villain would wake up 6 hours later, chained to the Newgate prison railings, with very fuzzy memories of the previous few days. Prison warders had taken to calling these occasional deliveries stork babies. The Doctor pointed pointedly at Aldrich's chin.
Are you trying to intimidate me, Aldrich? Is that a threat?
Aldrich laughed, and his beard rippled.
Oh, come on, Doctor. This right here is the fun of it, the barter and such, our little game.
The Doctor's face was unreadable.
Even if I hadn't lost one of my hands, I would not be smiling like an idiot. I don't laugh, I don't play games, I have a serious mission.
You used to laugh, rebutted Aldrich.
Remember that thing with the homicidal earthworms? Hilarious, was it not? Those earthworms excreted nitrous oxide, said the Doctor, known on Earth as laughing gas. So I was laughing against my will. I do not usually indulge in merriment. The universe is a serious place, and I left my granddaughter watching a house.
Aldrich spread his fingers on the desk.
Very well, and I only make this offer because of the wonderful Susan. What I require for the rental of the biohybrid and the growth of a new hand in my vat of magic is...
He paused, for even Aldrich knew what he was about to ask would not be swallowed easily by a Time Lord who did not possess a sense of humour.
1 week of your time.
The Doctor didn't understand for a moment.
1 week of my